Welcome to the June 2015 installment of Industrial Heating Magazine's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute with Bill Jones, CEO of the Solar Atmospheres family of companies, and host Jim Nagy, president of Solar Manufacturing. Solar Manufacturing is the innovative leader in vacuum heat treat furnaces. This month's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcast is part two on the importance of measuring and monitoring the trace levels of dew point and oxygen in a vacuum furnace to reduce part contamination. Let's join Bill and Jim and guest Trevor Jones, Solar Atmospheres principal engineer, as they discuss the important topic.
If you listened to our last Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcast, we discussed the topic of measuring and monitoring trace contaminants in quench gases. Our host, Bill Jones, brought to our attention various concerns to keep in mind. Today, we continue the discussion on trace contaminants in vacuum processing, specifically with the use of the residual gas analyzer as a tool to identify, monitor, and measure the contaminants. Joining Bill in this conversation is Trevor Jones, principal engineer at Solar Atmospheres. Trevor has extensive practical experience using the RGA. Gentlemen, welcome to part two of our discussion. So let's start at the beginning and answer the question, what is a residual gas analyzer and how does it function?
Okay, Jim, thank you. The residual gas analyzer consists of a measuring head that is bolted onto the vacuum chamber, and the output of the measuring head is connected to a computer recorder, and it measures basically the mass functions of the residual vacuum atmosphere. Now, I think what's best here is to let Trevor explain the way the RGA actually functions.
Yes, thank you, Bill. So the residual gas analyzer, what that'll do is sample the atmosphere of what remains in the vacuum system. And what happens is the residual gases will come in contact with a hot cathode, which then dissociates those gases into ions, which get then collected at what's called a collector plate. And this collector plate then will distribute the ions into their various atomic mass substances and give you a readout of the intensity of each of the individual mass quantities.
So as a heat treater, you're concerned about all kinds of different things going on in the plant, in the furnaces, but why consider the use of a residual gas analyzer for in-process vacuum analysis?
All right. We use the RGA for basically two purposes. The first purpose is we will often use it for our very expensive workloads that represents hundreds, if not almost $1 million in the vacuum furnace. And we want to be absolutely certain that the vacuum residuals are in spec for that process. So we use the analyzer on those furnace runs, which are very expensive, and that we absolutely want to know that the vacuum level is precise or acceptable. Now, the other way the residual gas analyzer is used is as an R&D tool, which we will often use on our laboratory furnaces for laboratory analysis.
Yeah, just to continue on with that last comment, we would use a residual gas analyzer for understanding, for example, if we're heating up a certain product in the vacuum furnace, and that product may be outgassing, which means it's actually releasing gases as it's being heated up and under vacuum conditions. Well, the residual gas analyzer will help determine what types of gases are actually coming out of that product. So that would be one example of the residual gas analyzer in a process application. The only other additional application for the RGA would be also as a maintenance tool. Sometimes we will use the RGA if we cannot find a leak, an air leak, for example, with a helium mass leak detector. If it's not an external air leak, then the helium leak detector will not pick up that air leak. Perhaps the leak is in an inert gas backfill line, such as nitrogen or argon. And we will use the residual gas analyzer to determine if there is an unordinary high peak of, let's say, nitrogen, for example. Well, that would then lead you to the nitrogen backfill valve or the nitrogen partial pressure valve, saying that valve needs to be cleaned because it's allowing nitrogen to be leaked in. One more example for a maintenance tool are water leaks in vacuum chambers. That's another example where the helium leak detector would not pick up that leak. We would hook up the RGA, and we will see a very high peak for water vapor, which is higher than we would typically see, and then start leak checking the water chamber itself.
Okay, so we've explored what an RGA is and what it does and how we as a heat treater would use it in the plant. What are the usual or predominant constituents expected to be revealed in the output data of the RGA?
All right, as Trevor has already explained, we can see the various gases as a result of looking at the mass numbers on the output of the residual gas analyzer. The principal gases that we're looking at is to differentiate between, for example, hydrogen, nitrogen, water, CO, CO2, argon. They are residual gases that are very prominent. We sometimes look for other residual gases, which are from other parts, either boiling out of the workload or from wherever. But they are the predominant constituents by mass number. Now, Trevor, maybe you'd like to add to that.
Certainly. For example, the ambient conditions that we experience in everyday world, it's approximately 80% nitrogen, 20% oxygen in round numbers. Those aren't exact. As you pump down a chamber into vacuum, obviously the nitrogen and oxygen get pumped down and removed from that chamber. However, you never completely remove nitrogen and oxygen. So you will see small amounts of nitrogen and oxygen residual gases left over in a vacuum chamber. The other factor of this is water vapor. On hot, humid days, water vapor makes up also a significant percentage of the air that we live in every day. And water vapor is extremely difficult to remove in a vacuum system. It's a very sticky substance. It wants to hang around. So areas with a high surface area or substances in a vacuum furnace that are hydroscopic and will absorb moisture are very difficult to pump down. So therefore, you'll have a high dominant water vapor peak remaining in the vacuum chamber.
Well, good. Once we know what constituents have been discovered by the RGA, how do we determine the detrimental effects of those unfavorable contaminants on the work being processed?
Well, we probably already know that there's some kind of a problem in whatever the particular process that we're trying to operate. And that's the reason that we would have the residual gas analyzer connected to the furnace in the first place. For example, if you're processing titanium, we want to maintain close to a zero alpha case, that is either free of oxide or carbon contamination of the surface. The residual gas analyzer, therefore, in that particular case, is very helpful to ensure that we have a clean product. And if you have a large furnace filled with a lot of titanium, it's very important to know that the vacuum is correct. There are other applications. For example, we may be baking hydrogen out of powder or some other process, and we want to know when that bakeout has become complete by mass number or by constituent. So that's another use for the residual gas analyzer. Probably, though, the most significant use is the detection of oxidizing elements, either water or oxygen. And that is two of the predominant applications.
Well, the only other substance that comes ready to mind would be CO and CO2 that may result from residual oils that are left over in parts. Maybe they were not completely clean, so you have some hydrocarbon of some form on the parts, and as you heat them up, those hydrocarbons boil off. And it's possible, if it's severe enough, you might actually develop a slightly carburizing atmosphere as well.
This concludes part two of our discussion about water vapor and trace oxygen levels. We hope you have found this conversation about contamination helpful. We look forward to addressing more of your vacuum processing concerns in our next podcast.
These podcasts are underwritten by Solar Manufacturing, the innovative leader in the design and advanced vacuum heat treat furnaces. You can find us on the web at solarmfg.com. Our website contains many technical articles about vacuum furnaces and vacuum heat treating, which will be very helpful to our listeners. Also, we highly recommend a featured article on residual gas analyzers by Trevor Jones, found in the June 2015 issue of the ASM Advanced Materials and Processes magazine. Thank you for listening, and look for our next podcast in August 2015 as we discuss hot zone ceramic insulators, their importance, function, and maintenance.